Could get us.
I'm not getting booked here too.
No, he said that we could hire his booker. They get like great guys.
Gonna hire... Sorry, we lost the signal or something. There was this odd buzzing sound that was drowning out the voices in my head.
Gino goes, "What's everybody gonna do?"
And to I make it up to you, Aaron Berg, everyone. Yeah,
I go, Jeremy's gonna go back to punching his wife and yelling at his pit bull Gino for two more minutes until we go live.
We're back.
What a treat.
Hey, buddy.
I was telling you,
I was listening.
Life's
I'm
coming
a
together.
Very good listener.
I moved in.
I just sit here and listen. I don't interrupt. I'm just a.
Yeah, I moved in.
Right.
So finally, last night, I went and joined the gym. I joined a retro fitness.
Now, you'd been going to the retro fitness, but now you've made the commitment.
Well, I went to two of them. I went to one that was nice, then I went to a jail one, and now I joined the nice one. And so this morning, I got home at 1 in the morning last night.
What is their gimmick, the retro fitness? Like, I'm Planet Fitness, which is just for losers and guys that don't...
No AIDS in the steam room.
That's their selling point.
I got the VIP membership. You get hydro massage chairs.
Right.
You get tanning. All you can tan. I'm gonna be fucking red by Friday.
And you jerk off and pick your nose in the
No, it's a stand-up one. I don't jerk off in the stand-up ones. It's too much work. But they have a 10-minute maximum. So I think what you got to do is, like, go back to the gym five times a day to get 50 minutes worth of tan. And then they got that. They got a salt steam therapy room.
You can't jerk standing up.
I do over the toilet, but I don't want to at the gym. Yeah.
I would do it. I'd rather, because if I'm jerking off standing up in a tanning booth, I know exactly where everything's going.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm on my back, I know it's not going anywhere, but down. I've never fucking...
And it's a big day. It's a big American. My wife was a little sick last night. She had to go to the city MD. She had problems breathing. So I took my hands off her neck. And then she went in and told them.
So they removed my thumb from her trachea.
Yeah.
And then the airflow just increased.
So hopefully she's okay. And then, oh boy. And then I got such an American day. I'm doing this. Then I'm doing morning, that awful show after our.
No, that's on this network. We love the morning show.
Oh, it's a good show?
You didn't catch me winking. It's a very good show.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you like animal videos?
No.
Oh, well, maybe.
But I'm doing that with the guy that shot Bin Laden.
You're doing it with Bill Schultz.
The guy that shot Bin Laden's on. Yeah.
He's on a lot.
He was, I guess, in Times Square, and he just shot this Uber driver named Bin Laden.
No. He was the one that they were rotating through, and it was his turn when they entered the room with Bin Laden.
Yeah. So really lucky that he was the guy that got to shoot
him. It's like his name came up in the kill a freaking, Muzzy lottery.
Yeah. So I'm doing that. Then I got afternoon cigar with Justin Smith, because why go back home for an hour?
Fuck that.
And then I'm going to do Donnie Zaldan's podcast at Stand Up New York with the lead singer. Listen to this, John and Garrett.
Buckle up.
Of Survivor. Eye of the Tiger.
I have the tiger. You know, he was also...
And what other song did they have? They had another follow-up song.
Here's a little fun fact that you may know, but it's definitely worth knowing if you don't. Remember when Bud Light was doing the bring out your, like, the weird, funny commercials, like emoji using phone guy? Remember those, Garrett? He was the guy that did that. Remember those dumb Bud Light ads?
No idea.
Do you, John, or no? You're just humoring me.
Bob, we oughta, baby, it's a boy?
No, those are Geico. Those are Geico.
Yeah.
No, that's actually 1-800-COLLECT.
Oh.
And then Geico stole it, because 1-800-COLLECT's defunct.
Oh, wow. And remember when George Carlin used to do 1-800-COLLECT commercials?
No.
Yeah. And he did on one of his specials, he goes, "Commercials are stupid, and if you're looking at me going, why'd you do a 1-800-COLLECT spot? Well, that's up for me to decide." Also politics.
I used to do a 1-800-COLLECT commercial, joke, where I would say I would call my ex-girlfriend, and she'd get a message from, "You have a collect call from, why won't you love me?"
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Good stuff.
We got Joe Prano on the show today.
Love Joe Prano.
Yeah.
Mets fan, L.A. guy, used to book Empire Casino.
Yep, lovely guy. And then I think we got another special guest stopping by, so it should be good. I'm tired already. I shouldn't have woken up at 6. I don't know. I usually get up at 7 now, and now I got up at 6 to go blast back, and now I'm exhausted.
Blast back, is that code?
Yeah. And I had breakfast at home. The whole thing. What a lovely day. LIRR was packed today, standing room only.
Why?
I don't know. I guess
today, Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday, busy day.
They probably wanted to get in town to see the lead singer from Survivor. I hear he's bouncing around the city.
Yeah, I think people are doing it. So,
do you know Survivor has a greatest hits album?
Yeah, it's Eye of the Tiger 12 times.
The other song, High on You.
I know that.
I know that.
I'm high on you. That's a good song, High on You.
All right.
What else? Randy in the Morning has it in his playlist.
I'd like to see if that's possible. What else?
Moment of Truth.
What's that?
Moment of Truth.
Google, do me a favor. Google Here's to You, Bud Light ad.
Why?
Because those are the ones he did. Google Here's to You, Bud Light ads and play. I guarantee you get like 5 or 6 videos or songs. Watch.
Why are these Steven Singer stickers everywhere?
But what's
you
that?
You mean the Real Men of Genius?
Because we hate him.
Yes, Real Men of Genius.
You don't hate him. I see these whenever I drive through Jersey or PA. What is he, a lawyer or something?
He's a jeweler, and you hate Steven Singer. He used to be big when I did the Kid Chris show. Shameless plug. He sells jewelry, and everyone's like, oh, I hate Steven Singer because he makes it so easy to buy a diamond, blah, 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 blah. That's his deal.
So was he on the show? Oh.
Budweiser presents
Real Men of Genius. That's who you're going to be with today.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really Bad Toupee Wearer.
Mr. Really Bad Toupee Wearer.
More than any neon sign or exploding scoreboard ever could, your chrome dome cover says, hey guys, look at me.
What's the year on this? Like 2003?
You think it looks natural, but it couldn't look phonier
off the
if
track.
It had a chin
You don't have to. I just thought it was readily available.
Made of space
we got 6
fibers.
Minutes of these.
It can repel
What's
anything.
That?
There's 6
rain,
minutes of these.
Wind, snow,
how many did they do?
I remember a lot.
You don't think Garrett's taking a dig at you because he's playing the toupee one? There were like 7 of them.
So I wore a toupee. It looks like Fred Armisen.
You never wore a toupee.
Yeah, I wore a toupee.
You never wore
a toupee. Garrett, you've seen the pictures of me with a toupee, right?
That afro wig.
No, real toupee.
Real? You, like trying to pass it off as real hair? It wasn't a character? Like-
yeah. You didn't know I wore a toupee? I've told you this. I had a toupee for 6 months.
Shut the fuck up.
Then I got a part in a movie with the toupee, so I had to wear it all the time. And the movie was called Bad Meat, and I played this character named Scullet. The movie's out there. You can find Bad Meat. And I thought the whole time, I'm like, these people think I got real hair. And then I had to tell the hair lady, I go, just so you know, this is fake. She's like, yeah, we know. And and I loved it. I went to Florida with it on. I dove in the pool because they show you can dive in the pool. I dove in the pool.
I watched Goodfellas. I know the scene.
It came up in the pool. The tape came off and it flopped up.
I never knew you.
Yep.
That's a toupee?
That's a toupee. You can tell.
It's the show, everyone. Have
you
a
can
good
tell.
Tuesday, everyone.
You can tell because, and look at my leather bracelet. I love dicks. You can tell it's a toupee because it's brushed forward.
So what's the?
Look how bad it looks.
What's the point of no return when you're sitting there looking in the mirror and say, "Fuck it, I'm gonna wear a toupee." How is the hairline at that point? Is it really thin up top?
It was like Jewish accountant. So like,
were you combing it over?
No, I grew it. You have to grow the sides in so it looks natural.
Of course.
And then you go, and it cost a lot of money.
Shut up.
I think I spent like $6,000 because you would go in every month. They give you a new one because when you brush it, all the hair falls out. I had to take care of it. I had spray. I had styling pomade.
What was the maintenance cost of that?
You would go in, and it was like a monthly fee. It was like leasing a car. I think it was like $400 a month or something.
Oh, so you're saying over the course of 6 months, it cost you six
grand. Sure, yeah, something like that.
I thought you were saying like you go in, they're like, all right, it's $6,000
no,
for spinning and everything.
Look at it.
I can't look away.
Yeah.
I never knew that. So
Garrett, see if you could find that movie, Bad Meat. There might be a clip of it somewhere, but you could see my acting was very good in that.
Your acting is fantastic.
I had one scene where I was masturbating outside of a window. The scene was just I was like looking in the window to spy on these girls changing.
You were standing up or you were lying on your back?
I was standing up.
Yeah, I told you.
But I improv.
Wie interessant und wie schwierig das doch für dich ist. Du würdest ein Problem nicht mal erkennen, wenn es dir in den Hals.
This is it?
Yeah, watch, I come up. Watch, I call him Beaner. This might be in German.
Oh, mein chili Freund, wie schön dich zu sehen.
Oh, my God! Holy fuck!
didn't know it's German. I smoke while I eat.
How much do you weigh there?
So this meat is bad, and what happens is it turns us into zombies. So here's me eating the meat, and I start farting. Watch.
Jetzt kommt es.
Wenn irgendwer seins nicht essen kann, gib das mir.
You want to translate?
Okay.
Yeah, the kids just get potatoes.
Was soll denn der Scheiß?
That's Taj Mowry. He's the brother of the two girls. It's Mark Pellegrino. That guy's Brian Nugent. He was
watch,
this
done here in Canada?
Dave Franco.
Mexikaner leben zu 14 in einer Wohnung.
Watch me.
Jedenfalls gelesen.
Watch.
Keine Ahnung warum. Man nennt sie Grenzhasen, weil sie gewissermaßen rüberhüpfen. Und sie sind genauso lecker, wenn man sie kocht.
I'm a bully.
Die Schweine behandeln den noch schlechter als uns.
What?
Ich würde alles geben.
What about the Jews?
Echt alles?
So where is this, in a school?
This is like, these were bad kids that were, watch, I start farting from the meat. Oh.
Was ist denn los?
Ja.
Aber wer nicht brav auf ist, der wird nicht groß und stark.
Fick dich.
She said Nazi.
Yeah.
Garrett,
see if you can find the scene where I'm jacking off outside the window. It's great.
Wait, this is the whole movie?
Oh, it might be right around there. Yeah. And I improvised sticking my finger up my own ass. And I go, oh, that's the spot.
I wonder how you... I can't wait to see you say that in German.
That's Jessica Parker Kennedy. She went on to be on a show called Black Sin. There's me.
It
started giving me hats so my toupee wouldn't show.
Do we see tits?
I don't know. Let's see. Nice poo cutter.
That's a nice turd cutter.
Oh. I'm jacking off outside the window. She just heard it. I ran away after I came. So that's it. Bad meat. It's I forgot.
All that just from the fact that you wore a toupee.
I got the toupee and then I booked the part. And I wouldn't have booked the part without the toupee.
No, you thought that's so funny. That was you saying, you know, this is a toupee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, and I'm bad with it. I thought the headshot, I'm like, I thought that was just you like growing a little.
No, that was a toupee. For certain that was a toupee. I got to get out of here.
The movie is Bad Meat. The guest is Aaron Berg, everyone. There you go. Welcome to In Hot Water. Let's get the day go. Oh, see? There's the things you never fucking knew. Aaron Berg committed to a toupee for six. That's like a bad relationship. That's like 6 months of your life that you look back on and say, what the fuck was I thinking? And I actually went out in public with this thing. I'm sure my ex Sarah is saying that somewhere. I'm sure she's saying that somewhere. I don't care. I gotta cut the hair. Just had it. Oh. All right. Well, there you go. There you go. What's today? Tuesday? Forgot to ask Aaron how the show went Monday night. Hey Berg, how did the show go last night with our good friend?
Show was lovely.
All right. Just checking. Oh. All right, let's get to the fucking news.
We got a lot of stories today.
Yeah, we got guests coming in. We got Prano. We got
another special guest.
Yeah,
I have so many stories. I don't even know what to cover, but I think that the first one is going to be massive. It's about a FaceTime problem that's happening right now as we speak. You don't have to worry about it because you're on a Boost Mobile Android from 2008.
I am on a Verizon LG V30. Good phone.
That's impossible.
That's a very good phone. It's right here.
I don't believe it.
It's right here. It's littered with dick pics. It's a very good phone. Okay. Some of them are my dick. What?
Really?
Two of them. Two words in, I couldn't read. A significant bug has been discovered in a FaceTime app and is currently spreading virally over social media. The bug lets you call anyone with FaceTime and then immediately hear the audio coming from their phone, even before they answer, before the person has even accepted or rejected the incoming call. Apple says the issue will be addressed in software updates later this week. And it's taken the FaceTime app offline, group FaceTime, in an attempt to address the issue. In the interim, that means in between. Naturally, this poses a pretty big privacy problem, as you can essentially listen in on any iOS user. Yeah, but Android sucks. Although it still rings like normal, so you can't be 100% covert.
Yeah, Gino, it's like if you tried to call me on FaceTime, and even if I didn't answer, you could hear what I said.
So anyone could call in on FaceTime, or we could call them on FaceTime.
Earlier, John called me on FaceTime, and I didn't answer, but I'm pretty sure that it didn't affect my phone.
It didn't affect your phone. Did we record it or something?
No, it didn't affect my phone, so everything's fine.
Now, you just got the iPhone X, right? The iPhone 10?
The XR.
That's like the 10, right? That's a big... Well, that one has a problem. Yeah, look, 95 Mac has reproduced the FaceTime bug with an iPhone X, calling an iPhone XR, that's you. But it is believed to affect any pair of iOS devices running iOS 12.1 or later. I don't know what any of that means. Here's how to do the iPhone FaceTime bug. You want to try it? Sir? Buddy?
He's on a phone call.
He's on a phone call?
Sorry, Gene, my phone was just ringing.
How peculiar. What the fuck? I love this hair. Did you answer it?
Here we have an example.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Stop calling her. Her phone rings. Okay, her phone rings. And a person for the call myself. And her phone answers.
Hello.
What the?
I don't know.
Did you see it, Gino?
I saw it, but I'm not sure what I saw. I'm not certain what I saw. I like that this is obviously an English written thing because it says, here's how you do it. Start FaceTime video call with an iPhone contact whilst the call is dialing. That means while. But you make an E and ST because you're a fucking English freak. Whilst the call is dialing, swipe
I up. Don't think it's a real thing. I don't think that'll happen. Yeah, hang on. I got to go for a break.
Hey, here we go. Hey, obviously we're going to see the bottom of his neck in this skit. It's going to be great in the studio.
Over here and see if I can try on some women's clothes. See what I can do here.
Does he know his phone? Are you calling him? He's a.
I'm a pretty boy. I'm a pretty boy. I sure am. I'm a pretty boy.
This is what he does the whole time he's not on the show?
I've never seen
him. I'm a pretty boy.
Here's the good news. He's standing up so he won't start jerking off. If he was on his back, we'd have a problem. Hey? That's my charger mug. That's my. I drink out of that. I put my mouth on. Well, I put my mouth on that too. All right. So I didn't think he did that standing up. Does he know?
Can he hear us?
Does he know? John, did he know he was calling you at the time?
Nah, man. I called him just to see if it would work. And wow, look at that.
Well, I mean. My charger's not. That's pretty much the best thing for it.
I don't think he knows that he's on. This is a little inside scoop here into Aaron's brain.
He put it right back by the. I'm not gonna lie to you. He is a pretty girl. This is what he. Not the National Geographic hat. Everything that's dear to me. Thought I saw Cardi B in there.
Aaron, we can see you.
Can he hear us?
Aaron.
Dude, hot camera, bro.
Aaron.
Oh, geez.
He's jerking
sorry,
off. He's that's my National Geographic hat.
You've worn that so many times.
Oh, there's no way I'm doing that. Oh, God. Wow, he knows just, wow. Aaron.
It's
can
like
he
knows the framing for some reason.
It's. That's a shame. A lot of women right now. How many hats does he try? Don't. Does he just put things on his dick all the time? Is that how this works?
Has he came? Does he come every time? This is the third time now.
He's a good actor. I'm not going to lie to you. All right, what is this? Not the knife. Does he cut himself? Is he even having problems?
I think
at
he's
home?
Sharpening it on his penis.
I mean, why would the guy kill himself? He's making like 30 grand a month on his Patreon account. It's an inside.
Hello?
Yeah,
hey. Uh-oh.
Aaron!
I think he figured it out.
Aaron!
Hello?
Hey, Aaron, it's Gino.
What?
It's Gino and the guys. Say hi, guys. Guys?
Hey, Aaron.
Aaron, we've been watching. You know, you've been on the whole time.
On what?
On the screen, on the show, on the internet.
But I didn't answer.
No, but there's an iPhone bug that if you just call, even if you don't answer, people can see you jerk off into a pith helmet. Aaron. there you go. So I think the message we're trying to get across, is that if you have an iPhone app, don't jerk off into a pith helmet, a Chargers mug, or a Santa hat if the phone has rung at all today. Just go about your normal business.
Hey, man.
Hey, Aaron.
Something's wrong with my phone or something. There was someone that dressed like me.
I will say this about your phone. The picture quality is excellent. I felt like I was there watching you jerk off into my pith helmet.
What do you mean?
We just saw the whole thing. It doesn't hang up.
Doesn't that seem like an invasion of privacy?
It does, but it's the new age, Big Brother. It's the Terminator in a completely different way.
Just so you know, I wasn't counting my pubic hair.
Did you ever think of getting, what's it called when you get a toupee for your pubic hair?
Merkin.
A merkin. I don't know why you took the gay bait, Garrett, but thank you. It's
What's a merkin?
It's you ever heard of a toupee, Aaron?
No.
Yes, you have. And what you do is instead of putting one on your head for a movie where you're jerking off and speaking German while eating meat, you put it on top of your fucking pubis so, you know, it looks like a 70s film or maybe they can't see the lips.
Oh, maybe it's for people with cancer that still want to do fuck.
Yeah, but if you wanted to do fuck, I mean, you're fine with a bald pussy.
Not really.
No? I mean, I think it would look weird if it's a dude. You might need it if you're a dude because you don't want to completely shave, do you? You ever go completely shave down there?
Yeah, I used to.
Yeah, what did you call it? To the wood?
To the wood, yeah.
Dude, did you jerk off three times in the closet? I just got it. Sorry. I know
I
you
tried
guys
to distract
else,
him.
But
I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Aaron.
Well, yeah, once in the shot glass, once in the Santa hat, and once in the National Geographic hat.
Thank you.
Are you doing that every day when you leave? Like, I thought you were really going to the bathroom.
No, I just thought that no one would know. So, no, I don't do that every day.
So every all time right. when we were doing...
Because that bug will be fixed by Thursday.
So when we used to do the afternoon show and you'd run to the bathroom, you were actually jerking off into various... headgear in
this
the closet.
This is just allegations, and none of this is proven.
And now that we're doing
it,
we
saw.
Yeah, we were watching the whole thing.
We watched like a 30-minute video.
We could probably go back. You know
what? This was a bit. I was doing jokes that were silly.
No, we could probably go back. Garrett could probably show you some of the stuff you were doing.
I don't believe any of this.
Wait. You went to the closet where no one can see or hear you to do bits?
Yeah, to rehearse them for another show that I was going to do tomorrow. I was going to do the jack-off story because
I'm trying
man
to
got
see
caught masturbating.
Which story would have someone wearing a pink cowboy hat jerking off into a pith helmet?
I don't even get the stories for tomorrow until tomorrow.
Yeah, we don't even have those yet.
Yeah,
Rob Boy didn't even tweet those out yet. See?
Who's that?
That's you on the call from... That's you on the call from John that you never answered.
I called you. But
yeah, but I didn't answer.
I know, but it just went through, so it just
now,
was interesting.
So why are you wearing a pink cowboy hat again?
Oh.
I thought I
what am I doing there?
Singing like I'm a pretty lady, I think?
I mean...
Or that might have been the pretty boy part.
Now, why are you sizing this shot?
Oh, this is probably... I was just
that's
making...
my Charger mug! That's my... I drink out of that!
A lot.
I put my mouth out. Well, I put my mouth on.
You couldn't hear us?
Right. You couldn't hear me screaming?
I didn't think he did that standing up. Does he know?
Can he hear us?
How is there any friction on the glass and your helmet right there?
Why am I coughing?
He was calling you at the time.
Why do you spit on your own semen when you're done?
It's like I really spit in there.
Why do you spit on your... Oh, I see what you're doing. I don't see why you... And by the way, that's very mean. That's my shot glass. I need that. I'm not going to lie to you. He is a pretty girl. This is what he... Not the National Geographic
hat.
Yeah, so everything that's dear to me...
I think Aaron. What was happening was I was just trying to clean up the props for E-Rock.
No, he already cleaned the booth out.
He said he wanted the closet cleaned out.
Now, why is your penis on the upper torso of your hip? There's no way I'm doing that. Oh, wow, he knows. Aaron,
you do a lot of smelling, Aaron.
He's on his dick all the time. Is that how this works?
My dick was really in that.
Now my question is, why are you running at your phone even though it's on? You could have been facing any direction. You seem to be running at the phone. They'll get to those lips in a minute. You seem to be running at the phone, which you don't think is on. Why is that?
I thought I was just taking video of myself to send to my wife.
Now it seems like you're going
to... it seems like there. I may have noticed.
I'm going to tell you something. You need to wear that pink hat more. I'm not going to lie to you. Guys,
hey, Aaron.
Aaron, we've been watching. You know, you've been on the whole time.
On what?
On the screen, on the show, on the internet. That's me.
But I didn't answer.
No, but there's an iPhone bug that if you just call, even if you don't answer, people can see you jerk off into a pit. See, that's where you know. That's the reveal of the reveal.
Well, that's pretty good. So people should be worried about this iPhone bug.
Well, they say they're fixing it. And this is what gets me. Like, and all you guys, I'm guessing, have iPhones. I'm tired of people's like, oh, iPhones are so much better than Androids. Cell phones are like cell carriers. They're all good and they all suck at the same time, okay? Although I gotta admit, I want to switch to the iPhone just to thank them for that moment of letting me see Aaron jerk off into several pieces of headgear in a shot.
This is all allegations, by the way, Gino, and none of this is proven.
We just watched it twice.
You could doctor video.
No, we didn't. How would they have time to doctor that video?
I don't know. Yesterday you had a woman call in that was throwing up in the shower.
Yeah, she was. She was throwing up in the shower. I don't know if you know this. Only place lighters work for some people.
I did hear that, actually, yesterday.
Only place that the lighter works.
Yeah.
Oh. Good stuff. Well, there you go, Aaron. So if I could give you...
I don't feel comfortable doing this anymore. I'm going to pass you over to somebody else, all right?
All right. For future reference, don't use your iPhone until about Thursday, or at least don't look directly at it.
Just stay out of the closet for a while.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm going to have to boil some stuff before I do any more shots of whiskey. Yeah, that bottle's gone. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah! 9:31, that makes us time for Ron. Welcome back, Delaware. Della better wear her New Jersey to the Baltimore Philharmonic. Otherwise, you're going to be without a Flo Rida, if you know what I'm saying. We're back and it's 9:31. Big storm coming up. 5 cops shot in Houston, but nobody cares about it because it was done while they were trying to get heroin.
Really?
Big story. Didn't make mainstream news. This is a little bit of Survivor. And remember, the lead singer of Survivor is going to be stopping by the studio later on to plug his new album, Survivor's Greatest Hits Again. That's right. It's all of Survivor's Greatest Hits Again.
They just put Again on the Greatest Hits album from 1985.
That is correct.
That's not a bad move. I would do that.
Rising up through the radio ranks, killing people throughout the country. Aloysius is my brother in arms, and he fights just to keep people dead. Big story, Gino. Drugs. You got it.
Yes?
Yeah. Hang on one sec.
He's just saying he's doing them?
Oh! Garrett, bump that shit. Johnny, hit that. Oh! Yeah. Fuck, man! God damn, I want to hit a black man.
No. Are you on your iPhone X?
Oh! Hey, Gino, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How you been, buddy?
Good. The in-laws came down this past weekend, helped set up the place.
Right. Now, so you got a new place as well?
Yeah, I got put in the basement there. I got a room to myself.
Right.
I call it the lower jerk room.
Now, why would that be the lower jerk room?
I go down there and beat my dick.
Now, do you have an upper jerk room?
Yeah, I call it my wife.
Nicely done. That's well done, Randy.
I got a big story there. You want to share this tale?
I would love to. Which one are we covering?
The drug story, man.
iPhone, video.
Nope.
Hospitalized.
Nope.
Professor resigns.
Nope.
Listeners left perplexed.
Nope.
I don't have a drug story.
Nope.
Housekeeper, listeners for video show.
We got Weed Guy's neighbors. He moved into a new neighborhood. Here's the video. Check it out.
Come on, little baby.
It looks like Weed Guy did.
Oh, he's federal as fuck. He's federal as fuck. He's federal as fuck. Ooh, yeah, big ass. Big ass, come on.
Yeah. He did this shit
out of
nose. Federal.
Yeah. Yeah, I dig a lip ass.
What did she do to it? What did she do? Please?
I think she said something about the lips. That's right. These guys are getting high.
I bet racist Teddy knows what they did.
I bet he does.
What did she say she did, Teddy?
Don't burn yourself. You
gotta know. Gino, quick question.
I believe the woman said she us-lipped the cigarette. Is that what she said?
I think that's the word.
She are people lipped it? What? I'm just saying, she what we are lipped it? Whatever.
Now, Gino, I got a quick question. Why are people upset about this when she's just smoking with her teenage kids?
Those kids are 3, 4, and maybe 5.
No, you can't tell their age. They're tricky like that.
You can't see, and I can't say what they did to it.
Black don't crack, Gino.
You know what gets me? The worst part isn't that they're smoking weed, it's that they're smoking, period. It's like they're putting a cigarette in the kid's fucking face.
They'd be lucky to reach 20, so what's the difference?
Yeah, that's true.
Let me ask you this. Is that not a good thing to do with your kids?
Have them smoke weed or have them smoke anything?
Either or.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to do.
No.
It's not a good thing to do. And here's the thing.
Ask you this. When these kids go on to have brilliant political careers, will they look back on this and giggle?
They will laugh. They will laugh with the 3 remaining brain cells they have left. Look. I could see, I would have no problem. Let me ask you this, Randy.
Sure.
Would you have any problem?
Yeah, I'll do cocaine with you.
No. You've got to start letting me ask the question.
All right.
Guessing what it is. So let me ask.
Sure, Linus for Minors had the charges dropped. It was all a misunderstanding due to a typo. It was basically supposed to be Minors, where we were supporting the Chilean people.
Right.
But then a whole bunch of kids showed up and we fucked them.
Much like the Chilean government, you fucked those minors. Look. I'm asking you, let's say that this woman...
Yeah, I'll do coke with you.
No! Let me just ask Teddy. If they had baked these into like some kind of, you know, weed brownies and fed them to the kid, I might not have a problem with it. I might not have a problem with you giving the kid weed brownies because, you know, maybe you're some kind of hippie with a tribal tattoo on your neck while you're those people lipping a cigarette. But I... just cannot understand why you would have a kid smoking anything, which is bad for their fucking lungs. If you want to give them fucking weed because you're some kind of
hippie. What if it was medicinal marijuana and they had strep throat?
No. Yeah, I don't.
I'll do cocaine with you.
I didn't even ask that time.
Sorry.
What's that?
They're fine for you for children, but. Smoking.
I'm saying I'm not going to tell you whether or not your kid should be smoking, should be ingesting weed. I'm not going to tell you because
I think the word is inhaling.
Well, that I'm going to tell you, your kid should not be inhaling anything.
Now, would you say that this is a good parent or a bad parent?
I'm not allowed to say what I think this
the
person
best
is
because
you
ever.
Yell at me and put me in timeout every
correct.
Time. I'm saying this person is the first half of the lipping they were doing. That's
all
what
right.
I'm saying.
Do you have booze today?
No.
Well, I don't.
Teddy
Joe Brano, you'd have booze
in front of me.
What?
Teddy's got a beer to drink in front of me. There you go.
All right. Well, we got a very special guest, the lead singer for Survivor, running late.
Oh, that's a shame. You know, he also did the Real Men of Genius ads.
No, I did see that. You know, I had a toupee for a while.
No, I got to drive later. Did you see? You got here late. You have to see the first half. Aaron Berg used to wear a toupee.
That's correct.
I mean, 6 months. What do you watch this? You weren't here. What do you think it cost to have a toupee for 6 months? Be honest.
$1,500.
Multiply that by 4.
A good toupee.
That's a lot of nose cane.
$1,000 a month. He blew $6,000.
Why wouldn't you just buy it?
I feel like we're double covering everything on this show, but I can't enjoy it. Yeah, why did? No, because it's like renting a, it's like leasing a car. He says, and right. It makes sense. You got to put pomade in. What else did you have to put in, Randy?
Always Randy.
Sorry, what was the question? I was doing bumps off my keys.
I have a question for you, Randy.
Yeah, I'll do coke with you.
There you go. And then, but the other one is, like, what does it cost in toupee maintenance? You got to like put in the pomade.
The spray. You need a brush. They get you on every angle.
The hair falls out, so they have to keep giving you a new one. God. I don't know why it's so funny to me. Anyway, we have a special guest. We have a special guest.
Oh, big special guest coming in. As I mentioned to you before, if you've ever seen the Rocky movies, have you ever seen these movies, Gino?
I have seen the Rocky.
It's about an underdog boxer. They've made about 12 of them.
That bait about what?
Made about 12 of them.
Mini stroke 939.
This guy, you're going to love him. If you've ever seen these Rocky movies, it's not Mr. T.
No.
It's not Apollo Creed.
No.
It's not the guy from Black Panther.
Dolph Lundgren?
No, that's Creed's son. It's not Dolph Lundgren. He was in The Expendables.
Actually, that's the new Rocky.
It is the lead singer of the band Survivor.
Survivor. You should know this. You're a...
Here we go. Welcome the lead singer of the band Survivor.
Survivor. That's Steve Perry. That's Steve Perry. You know that's Steve Perry. Like, you know, that's like old age baby.
My favorite Survivor song.
That's Steve Perry.
Remember this at the end of The Sopranos?
No, that was, God. Why, don't stop believing. I blacked out. I something lived out on that one. I don't care.
Here he is. You got questions for him? Ask him about Survivor.
Okay. Hey, Steve Perry. Why? What happened to the lead singer Survivor? Did he cancel last minute?
Hey, man. I just got this call and I just came in, man. Don't stop believing, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to stop believing. So you are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
That is, I don't even know who that is. I think that's the waiters or some of the boys are back in town.
Thin Lizzy.
What's that?
Waiting on a Tuesday afternoon. Actually.
Did they really?
Yeah.
All right. So Steve Perry, it's good to have you here.
Yeah, my man.
Was Steve Perry actually the lead singer Survivor? You just got lazy with the graphics there, Garrett.
The other guy's not here, man.
So you're back in town promoting your new album, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. And I know you're doing a podcast later with my buddy Aaron Berg.
Yeah.
He's not here right now. You'll be doing that at Stand Up New York. So tell me, when you were doing the album way back when you were popular 3+ decades ago, a lot of work. What was the hardest part about touring with a band like that and stuff? I don't even know what's going on in there. We'll get to this.
Are you actually talking to Steve Perry or the Survivor guy?
I'm gonna see which way it goes, and then we'll till Cardi B gets here.
Gino, I got some bad news, man.
What's that?
I'm gonna share this with you. There's a reason I'm here today.
Ah, this is called the reveal. All right. Did this really just happen? I don't even know what's going on.
Oh man, I was supposed to do a podcast at 3:30, man.
Put it back up. 2014, really?
That's a real story, man. That's from Rolling Stone.
Jim, so that would explain why Steve Perry is filling in for Jimmy Jameson. Isn't Jimmy Jameson the guy from News Radio?
Apparently he's dead now, man.
Who the fuck? Who is Aaron Berg doing a podcast with
I
later?
I had no idea, man.
Oh, probably the backup singer of Survivor.
I could have gone home and taken a nap on my new Bobo couches.
Garrett, while I'm distracting Steve Perry.
In the burning heart! Just about to burst!
Can you find out, just put who replaced Jimmy Jameson in Survivor? Because you know there's still.
Can I ask Steve Perry a question?
I would. Oh, please.
Hey, what's up, Teddy?
Yeah. What do you think about a honger replacing you after all these years?
About who?
But that's in Journey.
Yeah, that was his band.
Oh, yeah, honger replaced me, man.
But in Journey.
Yeah. Or as he calls it, Junie.
Junie. Did we find... Hey, Brady Bunch,
Did you hear his new song, Don't Stop Bereaving?
That sounds like they're doing for Jimmy Jameson.
Hey, man, we outsourced the job. What are you going to do, man? Hey, I got to get out of here. These guys are doing too much coke, and I'm in a 12-step program.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, I'll do coke with you.
Why do you talk like Randy in the morning now? Steve Perry is the lead singer of
Survivor. I don't. It's very different, the cadence.
It's like, you ever watch Family Guy? Peter Schmidt, her mother, talks just like the doctor. And one time they had them both in the same room. You ever notice we sound alike? Yeah, we do. I guess they didn't believe. There! What the fuck goes
working
on?
Working hard to get my fear. Everybody wants a thrill.
And they didn't miss a beat.
No, did not miss a beat. All right, that's fantastic. That is just absolutely smurfly. Wonderful stuff.
All right, Gino, we got to get out of here. We got to go to the Delawares for Mellowares this afternoon.
Not a thing.
Bring us a Tupperware, and we'll give you a Delaware flag.
So why would it, why wouldn't it be Delaware for Tupperware? It just doesn't...
It is. I misread that.
You misread Mella Tupper?
That's correct. My melanin is low.
Well, that's because you haven't been sleeping well.
All right. Why don't you bring in some guests? I got to get out of here and go to the closet.
Leave your iPhone. Is the special guest here?
She's here.
All right, let's bring her in. For those of you who are big pop music fans, correct? Pop music fans, and do you have the link to this? Do you?
Pop.
Okay, I don't know. It's a Tuesday. Oh, Teddy, go get
one. You got the wrong story, man. You got to revisit yourself. You're all over the place today. Why don't you bring in Joe Prano, man? Let us get organized.
Oh, I forgot about that. Ladies and gentlemen, great comedian. Please welcome Joe Prano, everyone. There's too much movement in the green room. There you go. Hey, Joey Prano! Welcome. You are in hot water, buddy. Where else are you going to fucking sit? Where are you going to sit, Joe?
Hey, good buddy. To see you, sir.
The second day in a row. Our grandpa sweater's making a comeback. Second we had Aaron Berg here yesterday, although he didn't have
the zip sweater.
He had, it's hard to explain, but it had that, imagine that collar if it were three times larger.
Gotcha. So that's, you're that's a very Aaron Berg move there.
He was, he's all grown up now. He's moved to the suburbs.
I know.
He's got the wife, he's got the kid.
Wife, the kid.
Queens is a suburb?
Well, I don't know what it is. Look, when you live in East Harlem and you wake up to gunshots and moving and dump trucks, yeah, it's a fucking suburb. So you're in town from the West Coast?
I am.
Now, what are you doing here? What the fuck are you doing here, buddy?
I was in Pittsburgh.
Oh, quit bragging. Were you at the...
fuck, jeez.
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
Hey, buddy. Look,
Joe Prano's on. Love Joe Prano.
Prano's got your sweater.
Talked to him last night. Ask him about what happened in Pittsburgh at the Improv.
Let's go. Oh, such a good room, the Improv. I mean, the way the guy runs that, is he still running that?
I don't know. I just showed up and did my thing. But Louis stole two of our nights.
Louis C.K. Louis C.K. Who were you supposed to be there with?
I was there with Eddie Ift.
Oh!
Yes.
All right, let me say this. I love Eddie Ift, but I love that it happened to Eddie Ift because only he's going to be like, what the fuck?
Well, we were supposed to be there Thursday through Sunday, and then Louis took Thursday and Friday. So we actually just got a pay raise, I guess, because they give us the same thing. We did half the nights.
Yeah, so he shows – how does that work? Does he just show up and – does he – do they call you and say, Louis's here?
And it's they just called and said, your flights are the same, your – accommodations are the same, but Louis doing Thursday and Friday. You've been bumped. They gave me the week notice that I've been bumped.
So what do? You just go up and host? Are you the host or you were the
Eddie
feature?
Eddie hosted a couple shows for Louis, and I hosted one of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And you just sit there. And now, what was the crowds like? The crowds loved it, right?
Yeah,
crowds. Did anyone bitch? Were any women? Are there even women in Pittsburgh? Are there? I shouldn't.
There's women. You know what I mean?
But you know what? And this is going to be the dumbest thing, but you know, I do those football videos.
Yeah.
And whenever I pick the Steelers, I'm thrilled because it's so easy to find pictures of hot chicks and Steelers stuff. Like, if you Google, I'll let you through the wall and the video comes out Thursday, my Super Bowl picks. When I'm doing the pick, I just Google that was Garrett. I just Google hot chick, the insert team in the NFL video.
Right.
You can't find any Titans. You can't find any fucking
for real?
Cardinals.
You can't find any Titans?
No, or Cardinals. But when you Google
Arizona?
You Google, watch this, Garrett, Google Steelers NFL hot chick, and I am telling you, fucking... I'm not kidding.
That's all photoshopped. There's not a hot chick in Pittsburgh.
And they're not from fucking Pittsburgh either.
Yeah, well, they can't be. But Google Steelers NFL hot chick. Now you know the video is done. So that's great. So you ended up just like partying for because Eddie likes a beverage or two, doesn't he? Or did
Eddie
he quit?
He's quit. Yeah.
He's all weed now.
Like, he doesn't do anything.
Nothing.
Same thing. I have a wife. I have a kid. I haven't drank since January. Yeah. I'm like,
and look, just go to the right. Watch this. Just keep going. That's fucking. She's from Pittsburgh. She's from Pittsburgh.
It's just like,
oh, all right. Oh, I looked right at that one. There you go. There's one. Get to the one, and it always comes up. There's a chick in fucking these knee-high socks.
Show me one. That one looks Steelers legit. Game,
that's true. It's a difference between
that's
that.
That's my mom.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. I mean, that's hot. Yeah.
If you've been raped by Roethlisberger, you wear the jersey, right?
No, not so much.
Yeah, you wouldn't fuck that cake.
Show the one, and then we'll get back to Joe.
None of them in a dad sweater. Let's get a dad sweater on one of these girls.
No, that's show the one of the chick that's kneeling down with knee-high socks. Not that fucking thing. Ooh, you'll see.
Alex?
No.
Is that baby cosplay?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
She was at our show.
That's an actual Pittsburgh fan. That's a Pittsburgh fan. It's an actual Pittsburgh fan in the Big Ben jersey. I don't even know who this other guest is. I should look it up on my phone. There you go. Body paint. Sometimes
body
you do the body paint.
Nice.
All right. So now you're here. How long are you here for?
Till Sunday.
What are you doing?
Just hanging out. Was in Pittsburgh and figured I'm already.
Yeah, you're this close, right? You doing anything for the game? Big game Sunday.
I'm flying back on Sunday, so.
You're from here, so you're a Jets or a Giants fan?
Giants fan, yeah.
Ugh. Dude, no, the future is bright for fucking you, dude.
Yes.
Dude, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you what's going to go on with your Giants, okay? They're keeping Eli Manning. He's going to start next year.
I'm actually okay with that. I'm the world's biggest Eli Manning defender.
Let me explain something about the NFL in today's game. Like, people are like, oh, how much longer is Tom Brady going to play? A long time. Yeah. Because the game favors fucking quarterbacks like him that fucking, one, he hasn't been hit the whole postseason. And here's a fun little fact.
He's been hit in 5 years.
Yeah, here's a fun little fact. In today's NFL, where it's mostly no huddle, who's got more of an advantage when they go to the line and read a defense? A guy like Rivers or Roethlisberger or Brady, who's seen, or Eli Manning, who's seen thousands of them, or a kid like Deshaun Watson, who, don't get me wrong, I love him.
I see what you're saying. I know what you're saying. You're racist.
No!
You hate that. You're still the guy who's like, I don't know about these blacks playing quarterback.
I said black people can't read, period. I didn't say they can't read defenses.
They can't read in general.
Yeah, they can't read in general.
That includes defenses.
They can't read defenses. They can read arrest warrants because they just go to their name and hold up their wrist. But I'm telling you, I think you guys are going to draft a quarterback and Manning's going to groom him. I don't have to tell you about grooming with that wonderful do you got going,
Thank
dude.
Thank you. This is my hat on the train hair.
What's that?
I wore a hat on the train this
morning.
Yeah,
you got that guinea hair. You put a little hat on, it takes all the fight out. Sometimes there's a little play in it. Let's check in on the booth. It seems like they're chatting about something. Guys, Joe Prano.
Yeah, these guys just told me the writing's on the wall. Studio's shutting down.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why is it shutting down?
We get to finish the day off.
You said the N-word too many times.
I didn't say it once.
You said other people lipping.
You just said it too.
Yes, I did.
Why can't I say other people lipping?
You can say it, but this is the last show.
Blue I thought Chew that was like the plug. I thought that was the thing. Like you get Patreon money every time you say the N-word.
Yeah, I do. I do.
That'd be great.
I don't know how I got this reputation.
You know, Prano boozes on his show, and he gets paid every time he boozes.
Yeah.
Do you really?
I was telling him that. What I've done is, like, I put my booze in a mug so people don't know I'm drinking, and then they're like, drink, you fucking pussy. And I'm like, all right, if you Venmo me, I'll start drinking.
That's a beautiful.
Well, you know the greatest moment in drinking history. I took a shot of whiskey every time Kobe Bryant took a shot in his final game.
How are you when he scored 60 points?
Yeah, I took 40 shots in 2.5 hours.
How are you alive?
I'm a legend.
What were you doing? You may be dead. This might be just an alternate universe. What were you doing shots of?
Whiskey.
What a fucking man.
Hey, Gino, why does Joe look better than you and he drinks more?
Because he's so much. How old are you?
39.
Oh, God. Okay, here's the thing. He doesn't look friggin' 11 years younger than me.
Yeah, but you're 39 on Bumble.
Thank you. You walked right. I am 50.
Wow.
Daddy looks great for 50. Daddy doesn't look good for 48, but great for 50.
And Joe was out hooching it up last night, and he comes in this morning looking fine.
Why didn't you tell me you were hooching it up last night?
I didn't know I was hooching it up. I went out to do a show, and next thing I know, I'm in a bathroom on the Lower East Side at 1:30 in the morning.
So you're doing cocaine with Andy Fiore. Okay, yeah. There you go. That's easy.
You love
Andy
cocaine. Fiori's you and Joe should hang out more.
What do you think we're doing tonight?
You look like a shitty Joe Prano.
I was going to get high with him, but he...
more racist to me.
I was going to get high with him, but you know what he does? Joe Prano noses the cocaine. Did you know that? It's ridiculous.
They don't give you this nose and
this
you
is
just
awesome.
Don't use it.
It really is.
Hey, Gino, you're a failed Joe Prano. Look at it. You got to move to L.A.
Oh, God.
You guys can be twins, except Joe's good looking and can handle his booze.
I tried to move to L.A., and you guys keep sucking me back here, even though now that we've... and lift out the studio, I mean, we're pretty much done.
It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
I'm not going to lie to you. You can run with it, but I think I look great today.
Joe looks great.
We were talking about this. Like, they'll show an episode.
Change the subject. You're ugly Joe.
No, I'm talking about how they will show an episode.
Ugly Joe. Ugly Joe.
Is it possible? And then we'll get to
bringing back terrible
ugly
memories
Joe.
Of elementary school.
Where is it possible?
Ugly Joe. Ugly Joe.
Is it possible he's just deflecting because we had a picture of him in a toupee earlier? You know he had a toupee?
He didn't actually.
Doesn't bother me.
He wore
no
a toupee for six fucking months.
Of me.
Don't believe that.
Show the picture of the toupee and let me point something out. This
there
one
is
gets
none.
What's that?
What picture?
Stop trying to change the subject, Ugly Joe.
I'm not changing Ugly Joe.
I love
Joe.
Your rap album, Ugly Joe.
Fat Kid Joe.
I love
Joe.
When you, I love when you sit in Joe. The front of the Knicks games, Ugly Joe.
I don't even know what that. Does he sit there?
Yeah.
Fat Kid Joe or Ugly Joe?
Fat Joe.
Yeah, Fat Kid.
You're Ugly Joe. Ugly Kid Joe, wasn't that a guy back in the day?
Yeah, it was Ugly Kid Joe, wasn't it?
Cat Stevens or something like that.
I'm thinking of Fat Kid Pizza, which is in Salt Lake City and Park City. Get your Fat Kid.
Look at this.
But that's how good. Wow. They're very good there.
It's you, Gino.
What's that?
Is this what you sing, Alex, before sex?
Yeah, I did great. I did. I did. I had a little backslide into some vagina this weekend.
Yeah? How'd that go?
Oh, fantastic. But she's crazy. Anglefoot, you know. But this is what I love. People will send pictures of episode one and episode whatever on, like, 215. And I'm like, look how awful you look, Gino, compared to that. I'm like, so you're taking a picture of episode one where I've been in L.A. for a month. I'm tan. Fucking I'm waking up at 2. I'm doing the show at 2:30 in the afternoon. And then they're like, and now here's you now, waking up every morning, fucking usually after.
Do this every day? That's dumb. Nobody's watching this.
They send us a check. Getting a check this week. Well,
I should cut it back.
Not to mention I get a royalty every time they play this song.
Hey, Gino, you know that game with the seashells where you put a thing under it?
The
and you
shell
move
game.
Them around. Yeah, the shell game. Watch this. Name. Watch.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, where is what? Hey, what?
No, John, switch them. No, no, no.
See,
no,
what
put
Garrett's
Gino on the right and then
is,
Gino on the left.
This is supposed to make you feel bad, but it's making me feel really bad.
I gotta tell you, I feel very bad.
Like, handsome Gino's not a compliment either.
Which one is which?
Oh, you're handsome Gino. Great.
All right, quick test. Put up a picture of a black guy and see who says it first.
Say it. Teddy will say it.
Teddy always says it. Gino, we got a very special guest and a breaking news story.
Okay, we're just going to have her sit right alongside Joe, correct?
That, if Joe's okay with that.
Sure.
Do me a favor, Joe. Just put the mic there and slide the chair down. Sorry to enlist you into work, but, you know, Garrett's busy. There you go.
Gino, before that, real quick, the litmus test. Hang on, and if both of you could look at the screen in 3, 2, 1. Facial reactions. That one's Gino. Okay, we got it.
Oh, that's. Did I lose the story that Garrett just handed off?
There is no intelligent life in Baltimore.
That kid should not have been smoking weed at 5 years old. That's what happens.
See, so it wasn't me. This is the story. It wasn't here till Garrett handed it off, and he was Garrett handing it. All right.
What story do you have?
I have a story about a St. Louis cop playing Russian roulette. The lawyer for the alleged shooter calls it a tragic accident.
That's true.
You know what would be awesome, Joe Prano? Like, you're a fun-loving guy who likes a beverage or seven. If we could get this cop in here or somebody in here to cover this. Just like, shall we do that?
Let's
we
do
have
that.
The cop.
Oh, please welcome the cop who played Russian roulette, everyone. Ah. And look at that, wearing Kate Willett's hair. Okay.
It's Ray Liotta.
Hey, how are you, sweetie?
I didn't do it.
Okay, it says here, oh, you're a dude. All right. An attorney, I don't know if you know this, Joe Prano. Have you met Joe Prano? Great comedian.
Hey man.
You might want to see
really
if he's
funny, man.
He's got cocaine on. An attorney for the St. Louis police officer charged in the Russian roulette death of a fellow cop last week called it a tragic accident. Police say Officer Nathaniel Hendren, is that you?
It's me, man.
29, you look a lot younger. Shot officer, Caitlin Alex, 24, in his apartment early Thursday in the presence of a third officer, and they say you and Alex were playing Russian roulette. Is that correct?
Well, at first we were playing Fuck, Marry, Kill. You ever play that game, Gino?
I think she front-loaded the bit, but let's see. Let's run with it. No, that's great. I have played that game.
What do you mean she?
Damn it!
Yeah, what do you mean she? I'm a man. You, Nathaniel.
I would like to. The things I would
Gino,
do.
Standards and practices.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
because it sounded like Aaron a second
Not
ago.
At all. No, he's in the closet doing some rearranging for E-Rock.
It's weird. Hey, standards of practice.
Just so you know, Fuck, Marry, Kill is a game where
Get
you...
Get out of the closet!
Is Garrett busy?
Just some reverb.
Okay.
The Fuck, Marry, Kill game is a game where you pick three people and you say which one you would fuck, which one you would marry, and which one you would kill.
I understand that. We should have the fans do a Fuck, Marry, Kill with it would have to be me, you, or three of the characters. We should have the fans
I think
that.
People would probably fuck Joe over you.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I think they might marry Joe. They'd fuck me once, get it out of the way.
Yeah, probably no, both those things.
Yeah, I forgot the kill. I forgot the kill.
I've seen your Twitter responses.
Aw, thanks for the follow, yeah. Buddy. You're
just
the guy.
So you know what the game is, now you can continue grilling the cop.
So you're playing Fuck, Marry, Kill. Okay.
She didn't pick me, man. I got really angry.
So you chose kill?
It was involuntary.
It says here you were charged with, if I may take the word out of your mouth, involuntary manslaughter and armed criminal action. No idea. He was hospitalized shortly after the incident Thursday until be taken into police custody Monday afternoon. Why were you hospitalized?
Because, man, I was so mad. I just bashed my head into this SUV. It was a cop car. I got so mad
that
she...
SVU?
SUV.
Okay, just checking. That's a show.
That's my favorite show, man. I just got so mad. I had to bash my head into the car.
Don't bash it so hard. Your wig
bleeding. I got so mad that I shot her. Because at first I was going to invite her to the gun show.
Joe, your thoughts?
Isn't Russian roulette where you shoot yourself? Or, like... You're holding the gun? How does
Russian roulette? Didn't you ever watch
around?
You never watched The Deer Hunter?
Yeah. Okay. I stay out of everything Pennsylvania now.
Have you ever played Chutes and Ladders? That was my favorite game as a kid.
You had to take a drug test after this all happened?
I like the Chutes part better. I did, man. I'm clean. It was an accident.
The death of Officer Caitlin Alex was a tragic accident that has unalterably impacted the lives of everyone involved, Newton said. That's a lawyer.
Gina, we have footage of the actual incident.
I don't want to see it.
Are you related to Weed Guy?
This is actually just roulette the game.
Yeah, I have one of these
in my
house.
No, the guy playing has to be somewhere.
Is that... But what did they put on the wheel? Oh, I get it. He's rushing around. He's rushing... That's all right, there you go. I don't know what that... You know what I was bet on, Joe? 29 black. 29 black. Was that coming up? Newton told the USA Today that you were injured on the morning following the shooting, but you declined to provide details of the injury. A booking photo released by police showed a bruise below your left eye. Your cash bail was set at how much?
$67.
$50,000. Does anyone read these?
Well, it's a one-day sale, Gino. I really want to get out on bail.
St. Louis Police Commissioner John Hayden Jr. characterized the shooting on Thursday as an accidental discharge of the weapon. You ever have that happen, Joe?
Yeah, many, many, many times.
What do you do, Plan B pill or just a flight of stairs? How do you work around that?
I think I just have kids out there.
Handsome kids.
I have no money, so come get me.
There you go.
Did it also say that she was rifling through my stuff earlier?
It didn't say that. You allow a lot of gun references?
Pew, pew! Accident.
Authorities announced charges against Hendren the following day. They said you emptied the cylinder of revolver and then put one round back in. So let
just me, for fun.
So when you're playing Russian roulette, the game is played, if I'm correct, and Joe will tell you because he loves this stuff. You put one bullet in, you spin it, and then you shoot. It appears you fired six full chambers into your victim and then put another one in and shot her.
I just wanted to make sure.
That's not how you play Russian roulette.
A cop is always thorough, accountable, dedicated, and available. That's what they teach us.
Let's take you through the game. Police said Hendren emptied emptied the cylinder of the revolver and then put one round back in. Oh, maybe I didn't read the story. I thought they meant they emptied it into her body.
You're spinning it around.
The rules of Russian roulette.
You're spinning it around and shooting it into a corner of the room, and the first two didn't go off, and then she shot one at me and didn't go off, and I go, "All right, bitch, let's dance." And then oopsie.
It doesn't have let's dance anywhere or oopsie in here.
Said it quietly.
Police said the third officer present. What was the third officer doing there?
You know, man, he's my man. He's backup. We both really liked her, okay?
Police said the third officer, Hendren's partner, told Hendren and Alex that they shouldn't be playing with guns and that they were police officers. Quote, he felt uncomfortable with them playing with guns and didn't want to have any part of it and started to leave.
What a dork this guy.
What a
fuck. He shouldn't be playing with guns.
He's a real fag.
What's it like having a partner who's a faggot?
Sucks, man. He doesn't want to go out to any of the cool stuff with me.
Quick question.
Well, I don't mind seeing him every morning.
Quick question. When you put the gun in your mouth, did you Joey Prano lip it?
I sure did. You got some nice lips, Joey Prano.
Thank you, officer.
You should see his 3-year-old black child smoke a joint. As Hendren's partner left the room, police said he heard a gunshot and Alex was struck in the chest. So the guy's like, that's it, I'm out of here. And then he just hears, boom! He's like, I should have left 5 minutes earlier. Hayden said they used police radio to report officer in need of aid and drove Alex to the St. Louis hospital. She was pronounced dead soon after arriving at the hospital. Well, there's such a long line there, you know, of black people that are holding their hands up, surrendering, and then being shot anyway. Such a long line of people just saying, I surrender, you know, after they rob a convenience store and stick their hand in a cop car and try and rob the cop of his gun.
They really make too much of these black shootings because the cops usually only have one bullet in the chamber. So right. They only get shot one out of every 6 times. That's,
you know how long it takes to reload and shoot? Anyway, Alex was off duty at the time of the shooting, blah, 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 blah. There are a lot of unanswered questions about how this happened. Can you answer them? Can you, Hendren?
Hold on.
Hold on. If only we had a Skype to get us out of this. Here we go. Hit that button right there on your desk. Joe Prano using the button. Here. Really? Really?
Kaylin! I'm sorry!
It was a game.
I'm sorry, Kaylin.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
I want to say, amazing how you can get the eye actually that far away. That's great stuff. It just rolled there. It's okay.
He shot my eye out.
Yeah, shoot your eye out, kid.
Is it weird that I'm rock hard at the?
No, Joe, that's good.
No, it's not weird at all, man. Me too.
Means everything's working there. Anything you'd like to say now that we brought you back from the dead, Alex, to Caitlin, to talk to Officer Hendren?
As you know, according to the blue coat, I didn't see a thing.
Right. Well, you sure don't see one now.
She's a good woman.
I think it was 2 black guys.
No, they were 2 white officers who, I think they were trying to impress you playing Russian roulette. Is that how it worked?
No. My partner and I stopped to get coffee. We saw a robbery. We saw a 142 in progress.
Okay, what's a 142?
I'm gonna look it up. And
it's somebody taking their pants off in the winter.
That's not a thing.
My partner and I approached the 2 black males and told them to drop their guns, and they shot at me.
Now, it's weird because the story we have was 2 white officers were playing Russian roulette.
It was a 207 that looked like a 211, which could have been a 215.
Okay,
and then we witnessed the 219.
At home.
There was also a 246 and a 261 for sure.
Can you tell us what any of those are?
Yeah, the last one was a rape.
My favorite code.
Vouch for that.
Thank you.
There was also a 415, which is a disturbance in the car.
What's that?
And a 428.
Right.
Yeah.
What's 428?
Child molest.
Are you just
writing these down?
It's almost like you just
taking notes. Yeah, you for just a future episode.
You just Wikipedia'd police numbers and you're just shouting them out.
We really pulled them over for a 586.
Which is
Kaylin, I want to pull you over for a 34B.
But can I ask you something, Kaylin? While I have you here, is it possible your partner is on meth? She seems. Man!
According to the blue wall of silence, my partner did nothing wrong.
Is he on the spectrum? He just seems really. He's in a really dark place. Could be the Willet wig.
It could be a 273A.
Which is?
Child neglect.
What is just 273 without the A?
Child neg.
Yeah, it's when you go up to a kid and you go, nice tricycle, not.
But. Definitely a 444,
which
officer involved shooting.
Yo, that's definitely a 444. Does it have a number for 2 cops playing Russian roulette to impress the other one, then accidentally shooting her face off because she wouldn't fuck you? That's a 5.
No.
Wouldn't that be funny if that was 5?
But
five.
Since that's I've five. Been
that
shot,
happens more than
when they were making them, the 5th one they got to was officer involved Russian roulette.
I think that, yeah.
We got robbery, we got murder, we got...
We got rape. We got taking a kid's tricycle. And you know what, five? Let's just make that the Russian roulette fucking jealous partner thing.
I feel like once I was shot, I suffered a 647.
Which is?
Lewd conduct.
Yeah, it were you violated after the shooting?
My mother did a 653M.
Why an M?
Threatening phone calls.
What's the M?
Mother.
Caitlin, tell him what an 8675309 is.
Great song from the 80s.
You know, the guy from Survivor might cover that later today, but he was dead too.
I have no idea what's happening.
We can land this. I can fucking get this on there. We can still hit Nantucket.
I thought this was the guy from Survivor when I was sitting in your green room.
Yeah, we could have gone that way. We could.
It was two black guys.
It was not two black guys. You can't just always say it's two black guys. It's good to see that you're a cop to the end. It was definitely two black guys. Really?
Yeah. I love my partner.
So you guys
my
just get up every morning.
Nothing wrong.
You get on the subway.
Sure.
You come down here.
Right.
You sit down.
Yeah.
And you're just racist for an hour.
I gotta be honest. Here's the problem. Fucking, we had a shit ton of booze yesterday. We could have been drinking. We could still go out for a pop.
Joe out for a soda.
We'll go for a pop across the street.
That sounds good.
Let me cancel all my
little
if anyone's getting donuts.
Let me cancel all my cellar spots.
I can't. I'm on duty right now. I'm on duty. I can't. I'll do it.
How are you on duty? Don't they put you on paid leave while they investigate a shooting?
Yes, and also this is my outfit.
Shouldn't you be at a desk in 1985 on a TV show where you're screaming, "Show me your badge"?
Don't make fun of my outfit or look.
Hey, Gino, got two eyes and got shot?
Not you.
This chick.
You have one.
I miss you, Caitlin. I'm sorry. It was involuntary.
Blue coat of silence.
Okay. 10th minute of stoppage time. Going to get some booze with Joey Prano.
All right, Gino. Well, good show overall.
Always a good time. I think we learned a lot today. I think we learned that, one, Aaron Berg is much better looking without a toupee. Joe Prano is much better look. Oh, dude, it is fucking hysterical. And Joe Prano is just a handsome son of a bitch. Although I've never fucking doubted that. And what is the podcast where people can watch you drink?
Dirty Sports.
Dirty Sports. Now, who do you do that with?
I do that with Andy Ruther.
Andy Ruther. Okay. Yeah. As long as we're talking sports really quickly, who do you like in the game?
My head tells me the Patriots, but my heart tells me the Rams.
How is your heart with the Rams?
I feel like. I thought they were going to beat the Saints, and I was right. And something tells me they're going to win this game. I don't know what it is, but it's hard to doubt Brady and Belichick.
If Alshon Jeffrey doesn't miss that pass, I think the Eagles are in this game because I'm just not impressed with the Rams. I'm not. And how do you not – we talked about it. How do you bet against Brady, who's yet to be fucking – although the Madden simulation had Rams 30-27, but Aaron Donald had 4 sacks of Brady. That's retarded.
I know the Patriots are the fucking best team ever, and Brady's
a – They are. I'm a Charger fan. They humiliated us.
But Brady's –
where are you going, Kate? I mean, officer, go on.
Brady's a goal line interception of Russell Wilson, them running the ball, and a meltdown. If the Atlanta Falcons take a knee for a whole quarter, they win that game. He's those two away from being 3-5 in fucking Super Bowl.
But that,
Tom Brady.
You're right, but you could also say, but that's also coaching.
Yeah.
Because they got out fucking coached. You know what I mean? And he got that bowl stripped because that was just a good fucking, defensive scheme by the Eagles last year.
Let's bet on it.
What's that?
Let's bet on it.
I'd love to bet on it. Right? We should have a little wager.
You guys should bet and go drinking. Good looking you and ugly you.
What do we bet? A bottle of whiskey or do you want to bet money? What do you want to bet?
Perfect.
Okay.
A bottle of whiskey or,
bottle of JMO. Fucking Joe Prano. Follow his thing. What is it called again?
Dirty Sports.
And
Dirty Sports Podcast.
What's the website?
DirtySports.com.
DirtySports.com.
Gino.
Be sure to listen to it. It's like me, only it's accurate and it talks about sports. Yes.
Me and you and Chrissy Mayer will be in Philly on Friday for two shows, PhillyComedyClub.com. And I'm going to head there right now.
Where?
To Philly. I'll see you in a bit.
Thank you, Joe Prano.
Oh, God.
Thank you,
God,
Chrissy.
I hate
Excuse me,
New
officer.
York. Oh, God, 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 God. Oh, God, God, God. I got to get to Philly. Oh, son of a whore. Oh, my back.
His toupee. Oh, his toupee came off.
Oh, thank you for stopping. Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's in hot water. See you tomorrow, kids.
Oh.